Hey, Susan, Dan Nelson, Local Flash. All right. So, how was the client interview?
Yeah, it was good.
Okay, awesome. Xavier's newer on the client interview side, but we're excited about him. We think he's going to do a great job, you know? That's why I asked, but we'll double-check everything.
Very nice.
Yeah, he's awesome. I like him. Okay, so are you able to pull up your emails?
Yeah. Just give me 1 second. Which email are you?
So they're all going to be from Local Splash Support. The first one I want you to pull up, it's titled Local Splash Initial Invoice.
And it's on my Susan at AZ Poolscape?
Let me check. Susan at azpoolscape.com. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, yes. Okay. All right. And this stupid thing. Okay, perfect.
All right. So, Local Splash Initial Invoice is the first one you want to pull up.
Okay, let me see emails. This one, mine.
All three of them were sent yesterday at 1:05 p.m., if that makes it easier, too.
Okay. I've got to get into the thing and see which email I'm on.
Yeah,
no
worries.
This thing is so crazy. Oh, excuse me. Here we go. Let's see if I'll switch it. Pause. I want to pause it. I don't want to sign in. Oh, my God. This stupid computer always does that. Okay, wait. I'm going to see if I have it pulled up already. This is not me. Oh, here we go. Here I am. Okay.
Rocking and rolling.
yeah, so I finally found me. Now let me get in. Let me get in here and see what I have here.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
So, client interview reminder, text message, any updates, text message.
Yeah, don't worry about that one. You already had the client interview.
Yeah.
So, should be, you're going to want to find, they should all be next to each other. Action needed, pictures needed for Google verification, welcome to Local Splash, and Local Splash initial invoice.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah.
Action needed. Okay. I see the action needed. Let me see if I can get the Local Splash action needed. Access your dashboard, it says. I see that one.
You don't see the welcome to Local Splash or Local Splash initial invoice?
Let me try that. I don't see it yet, but I Googled. I have to search for it. Welcome. Let me try that. Welcome to Local Splash. I see that.
Try Local Splash initial.
Okay. Okay, Local Splash initial. Local Splash initial invoice. Let's see if this is it.
That's the one.
Local Splash initial invoice. Okay, it says $199, blah, 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 yeah.
Okay, so the fifth line down, you should see a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms.
Okay, live chat email Monday through Friday. Oh, wait, click here. Yeah, I see it.
All right. So go ahead and click that. And that's going to take you to a screen that says local splash terms of experience. Okay.
Okay.
This is everything you're paying for in writing, everything I went over with you. My site, custom website, ignore that. Facebook business page access, Facebook ads, ignore that. Google ads, Google guaranteed. Those are all upgraded programs, right? So we could talk about those in the future. After you reviewed everything, and you take your time, but at the bottom, it's going to have you check a couple boxes. One, agreeing that we could text message you, right? The other one, certifying that you're an authorized user on the card. And then it'll have a box for you to type your name in and hit confirm. After you do that, it will take you to a username and password screen. That's for your tracking and reporting system, and that's the next thing I'm going to walk you through how to get into.
Okay. And so they already charged the card one time, right?
Yes, ma'am. $199
okay,
already taken care of. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Okay, I can put that. 5/7/24. Well, I don't know. Confirm, I guess. That's what it does. Oh, it's finished. Okay, username, password.
All right, so I want to show you how to always get into that. So go ahead and go back to your emails, and you're going to want to pull up the email that says, welcome to Local Splash.
Okay, let me see.
I got that one song stuck in my head, like, Mama said there'd be days. It just keeps going on in my head, you know?
Oh, yeah, I remember that song.
This is a great song, yeah. And my wife was playing it. I can't get it out of my head now.
Yeah, I don't remember who sings that.
I don't either. I don't either. That's like the only verse I know, like, apparently.
Yeah, I don't remember the song. Yeah, I remember it, but not the words on it. Okay, I'm welcome to Local Splash.
All right, so you're going to see, hello, Susan, welcome to Local Splash, yada, yada, yada. Mm-hmm. If you scroll down some, you're going to see, here are your credentials for your client dashboard. And mm-hmm. what I want you to do, there's going to be a link there that says my.localsplash.com. Go ahead and click on that link, and then I'm going to give you your username and password. I just wanted to show you how to always get there, you know? So.
Okay, I'm ready. Username.
All right, so username, no spaces. Your phone number, all 10 digits, so it's going to be 520-627-3077.
Okay.
All right. Password is going to be all one word, all lowercase letters, best video. So B like boy, E like echo, S like Sam, T like Tom, V like victory, I like igloo, D like delta, E like echo, O like Oscar.
Okay, got it.
All right, and then just go ahead and click login.
Connect your Google and business profile, it says.
Right, okay, so usually that wasn't supposed to come up. It might be because of the account, yeah, don't worry about that right now because we're doing that for you. So just click the X on that, okay?
Okay.
All right. And you're going to see everything's pretty blank. We're going to have everything filled in, right? That's what Xavier was doing in that client interview. So that should be updated by tomorrow. But what you can't get a jump on, do you see where it says business info, left-hand side?
Yes.
All right. So if you click on that, business info, and again, it's going to be blank. We're going to submit everything on there. If you scroll down to the bottom, right, you're going to see logo, cover photos, business videos. That's where you're able to start, like, attaching all your photos and videos. That way we can use them for your listings.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So just get used to this dashboard. Now, the most important email, okay, so if you go back to your emails and go to the one that says action needed, pictures needed for Google verification.
Okay. Let me see here. Let's go back. That's me. And you said action needed, you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I'm gonna have to search for it. I don't know why it's not actually coming up, but I can get it.
Yeah, all good. All good. If you ever want to, like, check the emails, it'll say, like, local Splash support, too. So you can type that in, and it'll show up all the ones from there, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got it, huh?
Okay. So when you pull that one up, okay, it's going to say, hello, Susan, to get your business profile verified, Google needs the below-mentioned information to proceed further. So let me explain this. We're a Google Premier Partner. So whenever possible, we do an advanced verification because it gets you higher, faster placement on Google. So we'll ask for a list of things there. Anything you have, you want to submit it. Anything you don't, just skip it. But to attach it, you're going to see a link. It'll say url.localsplash.com/Google. When you click on that, it's going to take you to a form which will allow you to upload those pictures, right? Now, I'm going to tell you the main picture, really, the license and the insurance, okay? When you submit that definitely helps with the advanced verification process, but any of those pictures you have, you definitely want to submit them. That way we could get them directly to Google as fast as possible.
Okay, that's fine. I can do that.
Yeah, it just cuts down. So I always like to explain, like, when you sign up with us, you get all these emails. That is the most important one, you know? The dashboard, like, important too, right? So you could track everything we're doing. But that particular email, we're going to submit to Google to get you higher, faster placement on Google. So it'll really kind of cut down on the time, you know?
Oh, okay. Yeah, it should bring us to the top faster.
Exactly. In a nutshell, you know? So really, really important. Do you have any questions for me with any of this?
No, actually, I'll have Darnell upload all that. We have the license and everything. We have the business license, and we have general liability. We have a bond. We have all of that. I don't know if they need all of that, but I know they need
the
business
license.
No, that'd
be great. Yeah, the license, the insurance, that's the main thing. And then if he has, like, a picture of, like, work truck or, like, anything on there, submit it. Anything you don't have, like, workplace or – for example, sometimes we have new companies that don't have business cards yet, so I just tell them to skip that, you know. So anything you don't have, just skip it. Anything you do have, submit it. That way we could get it to Google. Okay?
Okay, yeah, no problem.
All right. So that's it. You know, the action needed email, most important, just take care of that as soon as possible. And then I'm going to check everything with Xavier, make sure it's all set to go so he can publish it. Okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I'll have Darnell do that today. He can upload, he has a bunch of tools. I don't know if they want to see that, but we got the license plate and all that. I'll have him upload all that, and I'll work on the rest of it. I can
Perfect.
Put in all our emails and all of that stuff. That's easy.
That's awesome. And just so you know, like, we don't submit that as pictures to your clients. It's just submitted to Google for verification purposes. Any pictures of, like, jobs, you want to attach those in the dashboard, okay?
Oh, okay, yeah. We do have some pictures we're going to put up. I'm even going to put some up with Angie. We were just waiting because we're new. And we just actually, we've done a remodel, which, I don't know, the lady was kind of weird. I mean, she was happy with the job, but I was afraid to ask her about a review because I was like, I don't know. But we just finished another job, and this lady and her husband are real nice, and they were happy as well. So we're going to ask them for a review.
Awesome. You know, reviews too. So once we get your Google listing live, you'll have a request review function. We'll give you like a tiny URL, and I'll have them make you a custom QR code too for reviews. So I'll dash them on that right now. I'm going to put it like a week out. That way they can have it all going, you know?
Okay. Yeah. And then the only extra thing I signed up for is that answering machine thing with a professional voice.
Oh,
cool.
Because
it was only $19. I signed up for that, but he asked me if I wanted to sign up for Facebook ads and all. I'm like, I don't even have Facebook, so.
Yeah, it's part of the client interview job. They go over upgraded programs, but I already talked to you about all that stuff, you know, so, like, I know you guys are starting on the pro. Later in the future, we could talk about upgraded options, no problem. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, all when right. We're making more money, then we can upgrade.
There you go. There you go. Sounds like a good plan. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'm going to get all this over, and if you guys ever have any questions, don't hesitate to call, okay? I'm here for you guys.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome, Susan. Have a great rest of your day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.